Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I am so glad you are tuning in today. Thank you so much. I just love the chat. I love when they show up because I know we're going to have a great time. I just love my friends. And if you've been a longtime viewer but never been a part of our chat, come over to our chat. We have a wonderful friend circle that's right there, and we'd love to say hi and we'd love to welcome you. So come on over and say hello if you've been a longtime viewer but never been a part of our chat. So welcome to the show. We're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday, Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Some shows that I want you to check out over on Podbean. You got to check out the Old Man's podcast. I love the old man. I used to be on his show. Now he's just down to one day a week, but I still love the old man. So go check out the Old Man's podcast, The Pulse in Alaska, Bella Forever, We Need to Talk with Nick B, Story and Strength, and Crash and Burn. Those are some great shows. Over right here on Rumble, make sure you're checking out the Michael Short Show. Obviously, we're going to go into them afterwards, but we have Lord Sterling. We have Lady Hamilton Arts. We have, let's see, who else do we have? Live with Chris's World and Patriots with Grit. Go check out those shows right here on Rumble. But today, I have my friend Dr. Stella Emanuel joining us today. Cold and flu season is coming up. There's viruses going around right now. I'm going to ask her about that. What do we need to take to help our body so we don't get sick? Because right now we need to be doing something because it's going around and people I know around me are getting sick. So what can we do to support our body? And then I also want to ask her about the latest MAHA movement. We had Donald Trump go up on a podium. We had RFK talk about autism and Tylenol. So I want to get her take on that. And then we'll see what goes from there. So I definitely want to ask those two questions. I want to find out what do we take because something's going on. And I also want to ask her input on the whole Tylenol RFK thing. So that's on today's show. So please like, share, subscribe. And if you like today's episode, please consider reposting it. I would really appreciate that. So like, share, subscribe, and repost. And let's see. Patriot Mobile. Why not talk about Patriot Mobile? Hey, it's the only Christian conservative cell phone carrier out there. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. And the best part, since you watch this show, you're going to get a free month of service when you use my name, Amber. So go to patriotmobile.com/Amber or 972-PATRIOT and let them know Amber sent you and get a free month of service. Well, let's get on with the program, shall we? Let's get started. Here we go.
On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives betrayed. She won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright. Holding the line in this endless fight. On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land.
Hey folks, well, I want to welcome my friend Dr. Stella to the program. Welcome Dr. Stella to the program. So glad to have you. And the crowd goes wild. It is always good to have you back.
Always a pleasure to hang with you.
Yes, I am so excited to have you because so much has happened in the news cycle. I know we're getting into the fall season, so now everyone's getting sick, so we're going to get into that. But, you know, before we talk about health and wellness, because you're very good and you're very knowledgeable, and I love your products. I use them all the time at home. Charlie Kirk, let's talk about Charlie Kirk, because you're a woman of God. I'm a woman of God. I was at his funeral. I'm very fortunate that he lived here in Phoenix, and I was able to go to his funeral. What are your thoughts? I mean, they're telling us that Charlie Kirk's racist. They're Charlie Kirk's this, Charlie Kirk's that. Have you followed Charlie Kirk at all?
I met Charlie Kirk in 2020 when we went viral. So I actually took a picture with him and we chatted. So when this whole thing happened, I posted on my ex. I posted a picture that he and I took together and I said, you know, in fact, you won't believe it. I posted a good memorial because I knew him. I met him Last year, I took my niece to go attend one of his things in Dallas, because I knew that he needs, what he was doing was something that most young people need to do. You know, Charlie Kirk was not racist. Charlie Kirk wanted people to get off the victim mentality. Charlie Kirk did not speak any different from when Candace used to try to get, I don't know what Candace is doing now, when Candace used to try to get people off the victim mentality. Charlie Kirk was a man of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? He actually, I'm trying to get that post and read it to you. It was so crazy. Okay, good. This was my post. I said, the devil took one down today, but tens of thousands of your disciples will arise. The seed of your shed blood would grow in campuses, just like the gospel spread across the nations on the blood of the apostles who were martyred. Charlie Kirk, your blood will speak in the lives of the youths of this nation. Turning Point USA revival in campuses is just about to start. Jesus will be glorified. And then I said, this was 2020. This post had almost 1 million views. And it had over a thousand comments.
Wow.
And it was people cursing me out.
Cursing you out?
Yes. That how could I possibly praise somebody that is a racist and believe in DI and blah, blah, blah. It was so crazy. But my initial post on him was, Charlie Kirk, you did more in your 31 years on this earth than most would ever do. You make an impact on young people. You expose people. You woke up many. And thank God you were a Christian. You ran your race and today you finish your course. May you hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's not a length of time that we spend here, but in what we do in that time. Your legacy will reach throughout the generation. Our hearts are broken. May the Holy Spirit comfort your family and all of us. Your death will not be in vain. We will fight even harder. So, see, people took a lot of the things Charlie Kirk said out of context. Charlie Kirk said this about DEI, that in other words, I don't even believe in DEI either, because what I say that I'm not smart enough to go to medical school, I need some DEI. When people like Kamala Harris was a DEI hire. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden practically said, if I win the nomination, whatever, I'm going to run with a black woman. So they did not pick Kamala Harris because she was the smartest. They did not pick her because she was the greatest. They was not pick her because she was the best for the job. Biden said, I'm picking her because she's a black woman. You understand what I'm saying? There were people that were way more qualified than Kamala Harris. So Kamala Harris was a DEI hire. So there's no gainsaying that. So right. When people said, well, I went to college because of affirmative action, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, you are agreeing that you're a DEI hire. So this is what Charlie said. If we keep pushing this whole, thank God that the DEI thing has gone down, because, you know, you go into the police force and then they have people that are not even physically fit running the police force.
Right.
Nobody to hire me in the police force because I can't run. I'm chunky. You know what I'm saying? I'm fat. And I can't run. I'm not healthy enough to be in the police force. So when they do DEI, they hire people that are unhealthy in the military, in the police, in everything, because they want to fulfill something. They shouldn't do that. So Charlie said that if I'm entering a plane and I see a black woman pilot, my mind is going to be, is she qualified or she's a DEI? And if we continue that DEI craziness in this country like it was heading, you yourself will wonder, when you're going to the hospital and a surgeon is about to operate, you'll be wondering, are they qualified or they're DEI? We shouldn't get to that.
Right.
There are people that are qualified in all races and people should be hired based on qualification. I'm not saying that I'm not totally against affirmative action, but if they're going to do affirmative action, it should be if there are 100 qualified people, spread it among the races. Mm-hmm. Don't go and hire people that are not qualified because you want to fulfill a quota. That is just what you're saying. And that is what they were doing. They're hiring people that are not fit, hiring people that are not qualified, hiring people that don't have the mental. How can you possibly hire somebody that doesn't even know who they are, whether they're male or female, and you want them to go and work in the military? First of all, they're on hormones that gets them crazy. You are not fit to go in the military. In fact, If you have like a little heart racing thing, you're not fit to go in the military. If you have some, there are many things that disqualify you for the military. You know what I'm trying to say? They are not going to hire you for the military if you're not the best of the best in physical fitness and mental fitness. So if you're not physically fit to even know who you are, you shouldn't be in the military. You know what I'm saying? So people get it, the way they tweet this, and then they start, you know, Charlie Kirk, he was not even much of a politician as he was an evangelist. This man proclaimed the gospel. This man went into the dungeon, went into places where he knew he could be killed, and he went anyway. So he fulfilled his destiny. So people that are saying this is very crazy, Charlie Kirk showed young women that you should look forward to finishing school, getting married, having children, and having a home. Charlie Kirk showed young men that young men, you should not sit around and think you're a victim. Both black, white, Hispanic, you should not sit around and play victim. You should not let these leftist professors program you. You can stand for conservative principles. You can become a Christian. You can get married. You can be whoever you are. And he had conversations. He did not believe in violence. He had conversations. Tell me your opinion. Let me give you my opinion, because your opinion might just really be programmed. So hear the truth and then make a decision. And with that, he woke up out millions and millions of people. And guess what? They killed him. And then now, the part that is actually a little weird for me is that there are a whole bunch of conservatives right now. Some are, the conspiracy theories have gone too crazy. Okay, some are saying that Israel took him out. He supported Israel. And with that, they have left the main culprit in this thing, is this leftist trans craziness. They have divided the people about who killed Charlie Kirk. Not just who, but the ideology behind it.
Yes.
Instead of attacking this leftist crazy ideology in this nation that is turning our people crazy, they have now focused on Israel. And to me, that doesn't make any sense. And then there are people that are saying, well, and then these are like real. So I know that the talkers and the Candices and the Fuentes that have gone like totally buck crazy about Israel, they've gotten to a place right now that everything's about, oh, you know, I mean, I'm not like a total Netanyahu fan or whatever, but I support the nation of Israel as a Christian. Mm-hmm. Not only do I support the nation of Israel, regardless of what Netanyahu is doing or what the British people did to create Israel, they're all working in God's purpose. God will bring his purpose to pass through human beings. You understand what I'm saying? And the people might not even realize that they're bringing God's purpose to pass, but they're doing it. So, and you know, there's a scripture in Amos chapter 5. Amos chapter 3. Let me read this scripture to you.
Yeah.
You know that scripture?
No.
I'll read this to you. Because sometimes people get like totally buck crazy about what's going on in Gaza. I want to read the scripture to you, and you tell me. Because there are things that Amos chapter 1, sorry, not Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 1, verse 6. It said, "Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza," and Gaza today is still the Gaza in the Bible. "For three transgressions of Gaza, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. Because they carried away captivity, the whole captivity, to deliver them to Edom." Edom is modern day Jordan and some parts. "I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, and will devour the palaces thereof. I will cut off the inhabitants of Ashdod." That's one of the kibbutz that was hit. "And hold the scepter of Ashkelon." These are the places that were hit. "And I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, said the Lord." So what is happening in Gaza right now is being prophesied. Whether it is Hamas, whether it is Netanyahu, because the people took captivity captive. They gathered the children of Israel and carried them into captivity in Gaza. God says, "I will send fire on the wall of Gaza, and the remnant of the Philistines," which are the current people in Gaza right now, because the Philistines lived in Gaza before, "that remnant will be destroyed." So there are things that are happening that are perplexing us human beings that have been written. I'm not saying it is good or bad. I'm just saying that the word of God said the Lord. You understand what I'm trying to say? And when we start looking at everything that's happening in our lives, in our world, in the light of scripture, we stop losing our minds. If the people in Gaza recognize that this stuff that is happening is judgment because of what happened, then they would have taken down Hamas and repent, and things will get better. But since nobody knows what has been written, people are fighting a battle that they don't know the root of the battle. Because don't you think, like I say this all the time, that if Hamas were to surrender today and leave Gaza, things would get better for Gaza.
Yeah, things would get a lot better for Gaza. Absolutely.
So there, I say this too. If you lived in Israel over the past 20 years, you are in a position where, can you imagine children growing up in a place where each time there is, you have to run and hide in a shelter, you have to run and hide in a shelter because a bomb can blow or something? I don't think that the Hamas people, they don't care about Gazans. I think one of the Israeli prime minister, the lady, what was her name again? She said something. He said the day Hamas or the Palestinian or this thing love their children more than they hate Israel, they will be peace. So I think after all these years, these people should have realized that they cannot get rid of Israel from the river to the sea. Israel is not going anywhere. Mm-mm. That's one. Because the bottom line is, you know that you don't have power to win Israel, but your brain is grooming your children from the river to the sea, kill all Israel. It's not going to happen. So if you get up and you're a little kitten, and then you go and attack a lion, you're going to get pulverized. Mm-hmm. And if you get pulverized, you run back, you gather your kittens again, and you want to go attack the lion again. It doesn't make sense. You decide, no, this lion must live, you know, you're sitting there, you're a little kitten, this lion must leave this territory. It's not going to happen. So it'll be better. You know, when Israel fought with Egypt, Jordan and everything, guess what? After a while, they made peace. Because they realized that, you know what, this battle is not going to continue. We're not going to win. So they made peace, and they are living peacefully. So why would the Palestinians, or let me not even call them Palestinians, let me say that, why would the people from the Iranians choose to keep fighting these proxy battles and putting people's lives in danger while they themselves are living happily in their palace? You know what I'm saying? Why are all these people living in Qatar and everything rich and having billions and billions of dollars while the people in Gaza can eat? The Palestinian authority, the Palestinian leaders, the Hamas leaders, they, each of them has enough money to rebuild the whole Gaza. But why
yes,
they don't care? They don't care. They're, in fact, one of them made a statement that, you know what, we don't care about the Gazans, they are refugees. How can you be a third generation refugee? If your parents came to America as refugees, by the time you are second, third generation, you should be a citizen, not a refugee anymore. So there's just a lot that they're doing, and I'm telling you, there's just a lot of brainwashing and programming that is happening out there. But the truth about it is that these battles have been written, these battles are already there. And spiritually, they're going to continue to be fought until the end comes. So despite all the logic that you and I can think or say, all the logic that anybody can think or say, the battle is not going to stop because it's been reached.
Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to... things that are insane right after this break. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Dr. Stella.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever. With a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a 6-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
Hey, guys. I'd love to tell you about my friends at airwaterhealing.com. Remember when Mel Gibson was on Joe Rogan and they talked about methylene blue? Well, methylene blue has different types of health benefits that you might want to check out. And you can find this at my friends at airwaterhealing.com/#May. And methylene blue could help with depression, cognitive support. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and may help reduce oxidative stress. It has antimicrobial properties, which helps fight against several fungi species. It has antiviral effects. It was the first treatment used for malaria in the 1890s. It may have anti-aging effects. It could have potential anti-cancer benefits, which we heard on Joe Rogan. Methylene blue may be an effective photosynthesizing agent, a class of drugs used for photodynamic anti-cancer therapies. This therapy used as a combination of light and pharmaceutical drugs to destroy cancers or precancerous cells. And the evidence is published in Frontiers in Pharmacology, found in photodynamic anti-cancer therapies. So you might want to check that out with my friends at airwaterhealing.com/#May. And don't forget, while you're there, you might want to go get the Triad Air Go. It's an air purifier that's portable. And I love it because it can get rid of the pollutants in your air, and such as dust, smoke, pollen, mold spores, bacteria, and odors. And so go check that out. I use it in my studio all the time. I love it, especially because it has an ozonator with it to help clean your air and make it sanitized. So go pick up your Triad Air Go or your methylene blue and check out what other health benefits that they offer at airwaterhealing.com/#May and use promo code May at checkout. Well, folks, thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. Today we have my friend, Dr. Stella Emanuel, joining us today. Remember, you can catch this show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday right here on Rumble at 6 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, Thursday, you can tune in to us at 2 p.m. Eastern. So we're here 5 days a week, and I'm so excited to have you. So tomorrow, when you tune in tomorrow, you're going to be tuning in at 2 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you go give God Signpost a like and a follow on Tuesday, Thursday. Here's the lineup for you folks. Make sure you go to God Signpost every day, Monday through Saturday. Go to God Signpost, then go over to Handy News on Tuesday and Thursday, and then come over to the Amber May Show. And then we will write into the Nun Report. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, make sure you're checking out the Nun Report, because we come in right into the Amber May Show and then right into the Michael Schwartz Show. And I want to just thank a welcome to some of our new people that were on different networks. We're on the Faith and Freedom Network. We're on Mastiff Media at the Right Talk Radio. We're at UG Media. We're on several different stations now. And so I just want to send a shout out to thank you for all those stations that have picked up the Amber May Show. It's so fun to partner with various networks. So going back to being crazy and the craziness, and you know, Charlie Kirk felt like a friend to all of us, even if we didn't really know him. I got to meet him once, and we lived in the valley, so I always assumed we were going to meet up again, and unfortunately that didn't happen. But the craziness that's going around, and sometimes I think foreigners can pick it up quicker than someone who was born in America, because my dad was able to pick up. He was born and raised in Nazareth. My dad was a Nazarene just like Jesus. And he was able to pick up things that, you know, us that grew up in here and the propaganda, we couldn't see. But one thing that's becoming more and more evident is the horrific talk that people in trusted sources, people that we want to trust, like politicians, like the news media, and they say things that would incite someone to murder us or dehumanize conservatives. So let's take this clip out, and then you and I can talk about it a little bit. From what they're talking about with this politician in specifically.
The state of Illinois is going to use every lever at our disposal to resist this power grab and get Gnome's thugs the hell out of Chicago.
Get Gnome's thugs the hell out of Chicago. You know, a couple of weeks after the tragic murdering of Charlie Kirk, if that kind of rhetoric doesn't incite violence, I don't know what does. I mean, he has some nerve saying that, James. I mean, any even-handed objective American. This is just the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. You probably heard it today, but I wanted you to chance to react to it here.
It's despicable. J.B. Pritzker should be ashamed of himself. Every Democrat should be. What they're trying to do is dehumanize their political opponents, people they disagree with, in the hopes that somebody will act upon that dehumanization. Let's talk about what we just saw this past weekend in Virginia. There is a Democrat candidate running for attorney general, top law enforcement officer of Virginia, and it has come out that he sent text messages around fantasizing about the murdering of a Republican legislator, his wife, and his children. And it wasn't a fleeting thought. It was an extended conversation where he doubled down and tripled down and quadrupled down. Guess what? Abigail Spanberger, their candidate for governor, has not withdrawn her support. The Virginia Democratic Party has not withdrawn their support. The Democrat Attorney General's Association has not withdrawn their support. J.B. Pritzker has not condemned it. So if someone who is ostensibly going to be in charge in law enforcement of this country is going to openly talk about murdering their political opponents, and he also said, by the way, if more cops got killed, then there would be less problems with the police. So this is a man who's saying violence is the only answer. And you have the entire Democrat Party who has rallied around this individual. Nobody's condemning him. They're all standing with him. And I think that tells you where their party is right now.
It is despicable. And they will pay a price for it, James Blair. They will. And it's pretty awful stuff. Anyway, thank you for your time. I know.
So, Dr. Sell, this is what we're now dealing with and contending here in the United States. I mean, if that isn't a play of the spiritual battle that's happening, you know, beyond our eyesight, I don't know what is.
Remember I said, when I say this, people think that it's like really off, but there are many of these people that are just demonic spirits in human form. So they actually seek, you know, if you read in the book of Genesis chapter 6, when the sons of God came and slept with the daughters of men and produced hybrids and they were necromancers in the land, there was a lot of violence. The earth was full of violence. You see people sitting down and, you know, and just talking about violence as if it gives them a high. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, you know, some of these politicians are just straight up demons. I'm thinking that they're not even human. And then they have their agents all over the place. Yeah, I know people talk about MK Ultra and everything, but they have their agents all over the place. We have a lot of people living among us that are demonic spirits in human form. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 2, verse 43 to 46, about, you know, a time when iron will make the clay. Or in Revelation chapter 13, verse 14, where they're going to have images unto the devil that will be given breath and they'll be able to speak and kill people. You know what I'm saying? So they are among us. So if you hear a human being fantasizing about killing, you should know that the maybe it's a Dracula or something, and they live among us. That is just the truth. In the book of in Matthew chapter 24, also it says somewhere there that, you know, in this time it's going to be like in the days of Noah, when, you know, the days of Noah was what, when they were mixed breeds among us. In the days of Noah, there were 70-foot giants, but today the mixed breeds look like you and I. In the days of Noah, sons of God came and slept with human beings. In our time, they're just doing it with science and technology, genetic modification. So basically, just know that there are people among us that look like you and I that are not human. I'm not saying these are human beings that are demonic possessed. These are demonic spirits in human form. And you see them fantasizing about evil. You see them supporting like plain evil. When you see some very stinky man dressing like a dragon or dressing like a clown and want to go and do and go and watch 4-year-olds and do story time with them, all that is just demonic possession. We live in that time right now where they live among us. And thank God, because the end is drawing near. If the Lord Jesus doesn't stop this, nobody will be saved. The Bible says that in the book of Matthew, that if these days were not shortened, no flesh would survive. So we are in that time right now. So when you see evil like this, remember, yeah, we're in the time when there's Hamas. Because the Bible called it in the book of Genesis, Hamas, actually, that the earth was full of Hamas. The violence, the people, this thing of the earth was full of Hamas. The earth was full of violence. You understand? Wow. When we see a time right now, it is in the same time when these Nephilims are perpetrated everywhere. The earth is full of violence. People are violent. They want to kill. There's this blood test thing going on. They want to kill babies. They want to kill. You see politicians standing and saying that, well, you should be able to kill abort babies all the way to 9 months. Abortion went from rare and, you know, to now just kill the babies. You know what I'm saying? So kill the humans. You know, cut. Can you imagine politicians wanting you to take a 12, 13-year-old and make sure that they cut their breast or cut their kidneys so that they can be I mean, this evil that is going on right now, the only explanation is that there are demons in human form living among us. And if people, human beings understand that, then they'll probably run to Jesus and pray harder. Because I've been saying these things 2011 when the Lord showed me. You know, I actually saw a vision of night where people were walking and you see three, four people walking, two of them will be demons, the other one will be human beings. And the human beings did not realize that they were walking with demons and they were among us. So that is
well, I know Hebrew. I know Hebrew talks about entertaining angels unaware. I know that there's angels that walk among us and we'll never know because they'll look like us.
Angels mean can also be evil. So angels are both God's angels and the devil's angels. In other words, there can be spirits walking among us, human form. But in this time around, they are actually among us, just the way they were among us, among the olden people of them. So God will have to come, and that is why the rapture will happen. God will have to come and shut this down. If they don't shut this down, no flesh will stay. So when you see a bird Bula talking and you see like a frog moving next, it's probably not human. You know, you see a Pfizer? When he talks, you practically see a frog. Like,
no, I didn't see that. The guy from Pfizer, the president of Pfizer?
You go pull it up and see. When he's talking, it practically feels as if there's he actually looks like a frog. Like, as if there's some reptilian thing just bobbing in his neck.
I will have to pay attention next time I see him. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because when Charlie Kirk talked about the tribulation, I have the same mindset as him. I'm not going to worry about that. What my focus is on is talking about Jesus everywhere I go and introducing people to God. And that's my focus. I love when Charlie Kirk said that on a video I saw because someone asked him one of the questions in one of his forums. So I'm like, not going to worry about that. My focus is on talking about Jesus and bringing the salvation message to people. And that's my focus too. I mean, I do look forward to that day where we all can be reunited with Charlie Kirk someday. But it's good. I don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be 100 years from now. We don't know. But the thing we do know is always be ready because God can come at any time. And he talks about coming like a thief in the night. And in the meantime, doing what we're doing right now, spreading the word of God, talking about the salvation message. Speaking of messaging, I was a little bit slightly disappointed with the reveal of autism. When RFK and Donald Trump came out and talked about autism. And Tylenol could. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I know nothing about this stuff. However, I do know about how many shots they put together and give it to a baby. And then they don't even tell the moms how many shots are in one. Now, Dr. Peter McCullough talking about this in a video about how many shots they put in one. And would we take that many shots on our own, or would we take that many amount of pills on our own if they handed us like 16? It's absolutely not. So let's play that clip, and then we can talk about what just happened with the revelation of autism, and I'll get your take on that.
Now, let me tell you, when I was born, there were just five diseases vaccinated for. So there was polio, smallpox, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis. That's it. Five. That's all I had. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I took a measles shot when that became available. And then it went on from there. But a child born, so maybe under age one, like five shots, maybe. Now a child under age one, they actually get 29 shots. Wow. And that's before the first year of life. It's many have concluded it's simply too much. And the scary thing is the vaccine industry, the World Health Organization has Agenda 2020. They want 500 vaccines, 500.
When are you going to do that? When like,
you know, through the lifetime that you would get 500 vaccines. And Paul Offit, who's the vaccine promoter, he used to be on all these panels. You'll see him on CNN and ABC. He's actually written this. He wants to see 1,000. He thinks these kids can take it. It's just, you know, my common sense tells me it's just not safe. If I gave you 16 drugs at once, which is common at age one, I'm just telling you now, you'd have a side effect. You can't give a little baby all these things at once and not have a side effect. So I think the practice of combination vaccination is going to go. The Japanese had it right.
What do you think about the revelation that they're coming out with autism? What was your take on that?
Yeah, number one, Tylenol has been around for like for years. Maybe, I don't know exactly, but maybe over 40, 50 years. It's acetaminophen in other countries. So my question is, how does Tylenol, they call it paracetamol in Africa, how does Tylenol cause autism in America, but doesn't cause it in Japan, or doesn't cause it in Nigeria, doesn't cause it in Europe? Because the level of autism in all these other countries is not as high as America. That's number one. How come Tylenol did not cause autism 30 years ago, and then now Tylenol is causing autism now? If they are saying that Tylenol can probably help, that's different. But here's the thing. We talk about sudden infant death syndrome. About 2,500 babies die in this country from SIDS. And guess what? 90% of them are within 1 to 2 days of taking the 2-month-old shot. And it's between 2 and 4 months. You know what I'm saying? They are within a few days of taking the shots. They have somebody is suing the CDC and the vaccine manufacturer. Why? Because they've never done any studies about the side effects of combining the vaccine. Okay. We even know that they've never really done any studies to show the efficacy and the harm caused by maybe these various vaccines. But they've not done any studies to show what happens when you combine Haemophilus influenza B with tetanus, because they have pentacell, diphtheria, tetanus, Haemophilus, hepatitis. They haven't done rotavirus. They've not done studies to show what happens when you combine all these antigens and give a child in one. Not done something. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing on autism has become a huge, it's more than an epidemic. Just think about this, Amber. Autism went from like 1 in over 1,000, maybe 20 years ago, to about 1 in 31 now. Think about that. Just let that sink in. That means 1 in every 31 babies, or 10 in every 300 babies, or 100 in every 3,000 babies, or think about it, 1,000 or just 10,000 in every 100. Just think about it. You know what I'm saying? Every 100. So imagine that in America, in the next 20 years, if this continues, we're going to have so many people. We'll have maybe among the millions of people in the country, you're going to have over millions of people that are autistic. Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to marry them? Who's going to feed them? And guess what? About 90% of these autistic babies are male. So they are basically destroying a whole generation.
It's true.
So, and then now they are just taking this whole thing about where is Tylenol. I don't know what RFK and Donald Trump is doing right now about this issue, but we should get back to vaccines and stop gaslighting or stop diverting. When I said it, I was like, yeah. I did a post about it. I said, wow, Tylenol, all of a sudden. For 30 years, Tylenol didn't do anything. Right now, Tylenol is popular because they are terrified of attacking Big Pharma front and center. People like, well, President Trump is playing 3D chess or 5D chess or whatever, and oh, they're going to do this. Okay, I'm waiting. But we need to address that thing. They need to stop giving hepatitis at birth. It doesn't make sense to give a child hepatitis at birth when it is actually to prevent them from getting hepatitis when they start having sex at 14 or 15 or whatever. So why don't you just wait and give it at 4 years? You know what I'm saying? Now, some of these shots that they are giving right now, if they're going to give it at all, they should not be just hitting children with that many vaccines. I know a lot of people, right, a lot of parents that have not vaccinated their children. I was, over the past 4 or 5 years, I have about 6 people around me that have had babies. All those that were vaccinated, males have autism.
Males what?
All the males. All those that vaccinated their children, because in 2020, when I was telling them not to do it, they didn't listen. All of them that vaccinated their children, the children all have autism. So we have four.
They all have autism.
We have 4 kids that have autism among them. Wow. And 2, 3 that, the 7 children. Among the 7 children, 4 of them have autism and 3 do not. And the 3 that do not were not vaccinated. The 4 that were vaccinated all have autism. And then now we have to deal with these children running around, making noise. They have a kulala, talk, just talking, and the school cannot even handle them. So yes, you're like, well, I gave them shots because I wanted them to go to school. Right now, they can't even go to school because of the autism that is driving the teachers crazy. So we need to address this. This is an epidemic. And parents need to start taking responsibility and say, no, I'm not going to vaccinate my children. There's There are other things you can do. For example, our nutraceuticals, just the kids' immunobites, vitamin C, D, zinc, elderberry, quercetin, can help you build immunity against measles and a lot of these viruses, or COVID, or flu, or bird flu, and other stuff. So we need to get back to natural medicine, which is one of the things that I've done in the past several years, is just build a slew of supplements. People that are taking our COVID-Vites, COVID-Lite, and everything, you don't get sick, right? Because there are studies in NIH that shows that zinc works. There are studies that shows that a transport system, zinc and a transport system. Click on the one that has zinc and a zinc transport system. I tell everybody, the winter is coming. Everybody get prepared. Just get you and your family prepared. You see zinc supplements? Click on that page. Order any of these supplements. It will help build your immunity, strengthen you for the winter. Get COVID bites for yourself. Get gummies for the children. Get COVID light. I've been taking this for 5 years. Amber, you take our supplements. They help you build your immune system, strengthen your immune system, repair your immune system, and keep you in a place where you don't have to fall sick from all these viruses and everything. So I think we should get back to stop just doing sick care and get back to health care. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to buy the COVID light. I don't have that right now. And I need to refill my gummy bites for my kids. I mean, I need to restock because we've been using it all. And I love the COVID sleep because when I have trouble falling asleep, I take that. Oh, I fall asleep within minutes. And not only about that, but it helps support my immune system. I don't know why I click on it and then it disappears. But
COVID sleep is what we try to do is that we try to address different things and still put viral immune in them. Like COVID sleep, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, that will give you your viral immune against all these crazy pandemic viruses. And then it has melatonin, that is a natural sleep aid. It has ashwagandha, that is a natural anti-anxiety. It has calcium that will help for bone health. So when you take COVID sleep, you're having bone health, you're having sleep aid, but you also have your viral immune. If you love COVID light, it takes away brain fog. A lot of people that had COVID or had COVID long symptoms or took the vaccine, they have brain fog, they have memory issues, and just many people that have brain fog because of our diet. So you take COVID light, it has like cellular repair. With ginkgo biloba, it takes away the brain fog. It has heart health with CoQ10 and ginseng. It has guarana. My drink of choice is COVID light. I drink that every day, and I mix it with moringa and lemongrass. I grew moringa and lemongrass as a tea. I add it in my COVID light, and I'm basically healthy. I don't get sick, So if you go to drsarahmd.com, the best thing I would say for your family is the family pack. We have the family pack, and if you see the family pack, it has COVID bites, it has COVID light, it has gummies for children, and it has COVID spray. Everybody needs the spray.
Ooh, I want to find the, okay, where do I find that under, is it under the zinc transport system, the family pack?
Shop all, you can see on that bundle.
Oh, okay, let's see.
If you go to shop all, you see on that bundles, you see the family pack.
Yeah, I think I need to buy the family pack. Mm-hmm. So I'm under a shop all. I want to get the family pack, I think, so I can just restore everything.
There you go. The one with the green.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
It has a family pack. It has COVID bite, COVID light, COVID spray, you know. And guess what, Amber? Oh, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you. We actually started a direct sales stuff with our products, because a lot of people take it and they take it daily. So if you go on our website, you go to the ambassador program, you can actually sign up to become a direct sales representative. And if people go to your website, when you sign up, you're going to get a personal website. And when people buy anything off that website, you will get 20% cash back. So we're actually setting you up such that the patriots can use this, church can use this to make money, raise money for the church. If you sign up, your church members, they all need to get on some of these vitamins. They need to do so that they can be safe and strong. When they do so, we're going to donate 20% to your churches and stuff like that, or 20% to you. So we're doing that. But the other thing that I always say is do a telemedicine appointment. Get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get 7 antibiotics. You will need an emergency. Be prepared. Be medically prepared, because when crazy stuff happens and supply chains get disrupted, it's usually just 2 days until you can't get anything. Or there's some cyber attack and you cannot even reach your pharmacy. Get stocked up now. because these demons are preparing. They already have all the digital IDs ready. They are preparing right now. All they need is a disruptive event to be able to lock us down. And it's going to happen. There are more pandemics coming. The WHO actually have talked about it. So don't sit down. We don't buy an umbrella when the rain is falling. You buy an umbrella before it starts raining. So you go to drscalamd.com, use promo code AmberMay, and you will get a discount.
Yeah, and the link is in the description. So if anyone wants to participate in the ambassador program, the link to the ambassador program. So if you like her products enough and you want to refer it to someone, you might as well get something for that when Dr. Sell is so generous. So you can use that ambassador link that I have in the bottom of the description, and then you can sign up so you can become an ambassador so that if you want to share Dr. Stella's wonderful supplements, and they're so good. I wouldn't have her on my show if they weren't good. I use them myself. Do that. But when we come back, we're going to take a break. And then I want you to share with what the virus or whatever is going around right now, because the fall is here and winter's around the corner. So we'll be back with Dr. Stella right after this. Hey friends, if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella, and you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Kobe Light, the Kobe Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Kobe Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Kobe Spray is super easy. Kobe Bites. These are my favorite, the Kobe Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your COVID bites or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money.
Hey, everybody, this is Cash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Ever thought about having your own podcast? Let me show you how easy it can be. Worried about tech and the mic? I break it down in the course. Think about you thinking that you need some expensive studio? I show you the kind of studio and how easy it is and cost effective it is to start your own podcast today. Starting your own podcast can be overwhelming, and I show you the right steps to launch your show successfully. So join me at Podcast Like a Pro. I'm Amber May with over 20 years of experience in broadcasting and podcasting world. And I could show you how to podcast like a pro because I am a pro. So become a pro just like me by going to theambermayshow.com. Look for the tab Podcast Like a Pro. And what's even better, prices have been slashed. Save over $100 when you use promo code Amber at checkout. I slashed the price and I'm adding a promo code into it. So join now. Now is the best time to be a podcasting pro just like me. So go to theambermayshow.com, hit podcast like a pro with the newer, lower prices. And don't forget promo code Amber at checkout. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad that you joined me because I have my friend Dr. Stella joining. But I do want to give a shout out because I am also on Express Radio Station with Live 365. So if you go to live365.com and hit the Express Radio Station, you will find my content, and as well as the Vera Radio Network with Mike Vera, V-A-R-A. So I want to thank all of the affiliates that take this the show and take it out to the public. And I really appreciate the partnership that I've developed. And it's all God. I mean, he's brought these people into my life, including Dr. Stella. He brought her into my life. And I am so glad because her supplements do help, especially right now. It's the fall. People are getting sick. Dr. Stella, what is going on? What's going around right now? Ooh, I lost Dr. Stella.
No.
So I wanted to find out what's the thing going around, because it seems like everyone's getting sick right now.
Yes, of course. COVID is around, flu is about to peak. And then, let me say this. There's this whole thing about chikungunya virus from China. And even though they don't have chikungunya virus in America, they already have vaccines for it. They already have an mRNA shot for chikungunya virus. It's a mosquito-bound virus. And I'm sure with Bill Gates' GMO mosquitoes, we'll probably have chikungunya virus around soon. Chikungunya virus is an RNA virus. Same vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin should keep you healthy. So I tell people the flu season is coming. COVID is coming. Flu, RSV, COVID, they're all RNA viruses. Bird flu, all RNA viruses. The best thing you can do, ditch the flu shot because they don't work. They make you sick, and now it's mRNA. Build your immune system with vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Zinc is a very good antiviral. I got this from the NIH. You can Google it. But it needs a transport system. So we produce a lot of supplements with a zinc transport system. Don't wait till you get sick, because people are getting sick right now. Don't wait till you get COVID or flu or RSV or combination of them, because sometimes they get like a triple-demic. There are people that get both the flu and RSV at the same time. They get really sick. So as the fall is coming, don't wait till you get sick. We have several viruses that happen in the fall. Some of the reasons that people get sick in the fall is low vitamin D. So if you start taking the Covivite or Covilite, it has vitamin D. COVID sleep, it has vitamin D. It's going to build your vitamin D stores, so it will help you be able to resist these viruses and build your immune system against it, okay, with the presence of like quercetin and acetylcysteine and different things. So we are at the cusp of a new virus season. Don't wait till you get sick. People are like, well, I'm just going to get sick and run through it for 5 days. Then you miss work, you miss going out, you know, you make sick time. And if it is COVID, you can actually end up with COVID long symptoms that are more debilitating than you want to think. So that is why I tell people, get COVID-like, drink it every day, or get COVID-vites, take it every day, get your children on the gummies, get the spray. The COVID spray is so good because when you have any, it has neem, it has N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, it has elderberry, it has leucorice, which is helpful sore throat. People practically spray it and they feel better immediately.
Oh, that's good.
So I've had, with especially with allergies, people that have like in the fall, people get a lot of allergies. In the spring, people get allergies, so it will help. So get that and take it daily. So
I've heard of N-acetylcysteine many times, but I don't know what it does. How does that help the body?
N-acetylcysteine is a good, it has an antioxidant. N-acetylcysteine is a glutathione precursor. It's lung protective. It opens up the airway. It causes mucolysis. Like if you have phlegm and everything, it breaks loose the phlegm. So N-acetylcysteine is very good. So it's called NAC. So we have it in Covilite. We have it in Covita spray, because you spray it, especially right now with all the things that are happening in the air and, you know, the pollution in the air. N-acetylcysteine, when you spray 4 sprays of this, it has NAC in it. It has quercetin. It has leucorice. It has elderberry. It has black seed oil. This is really, really good. And it, like I said, people spray it and they feel better immediately. Like they're like, oh my God, I just sprayed this and I was coughing, and now I feel better because of all the things that it has. So N-acetylcysteine is lung protective. It's an antioxidant. It helps to break loose mucus in your system. That is why we put it in this, but we also have it in Covilite. So yeah, so just build your immune system. A lot of us right now are immune deficient from everything that has happened. And Covilite also has like cellular repair. It has resveratrol. You can go Google what resveratrol does. It has pomegranate. It has CoQ10, ginseng. So these things help you with cellular immunity. So it helps to repair you from a cellular level, especially with everything that happened with COVID. If you didn't get COVID, you took the jab. If you didn't take the jab, you got shedded upon. All of this stuff is still spike protein disease. And Covilite helps to clean that, especially people that are having COVID long symptoms, I've had many people that say that they can't stop coughing after they had COVID. No, so usually I give them the spray, they use the spray, it kind of breaks loose the cold, open up the airway, and, you know, help them to repair their airway. And then, you know, for people that have like brain fog, people that are feeling dizzy, people that are feeling weak and drained all the time, Covilite is the best. So yes, these things, they work. People that start on our supplements, you know, Amber, people don't stop because they work. That's why you start a direct sales a company with it. Where if you go on our website, if you go to marketplace.drstellamd.com/Amber, AmberMay/AmberMay, you can sign up and become an ambassador and, you know, market it to your friends because you love it, you take it, it helps you, it works. It's, yeah. There's nothing like telling people about a product that works and really helps them. So that's our mission, to rebuild the people's immune system.
And you know, everyone's really struggling with money right now. So it's just another way that you could add a few bucks into your pocket. So if you want to be the ambassador, the link is in the description. I'm hearing some feedback like I heard earlier. It's weird. I don't know why. Weird. Yeah, the link is in the description below. So go check that out. Dr. Stella, any final words that you have and anything that you want to share with us before we wrap up on today's episode?
Listen, like one of the things I'll tell people, I said, the safest place to be right now, I think, right? Preparedness is so important. A lot of people during COVID, if they had been prepared, if they had stock up food to last 6 months to a year, if they had been prepared financially, medically to last that long, they would have been able to withstand. A lot of people fell because they couldn't withstand. You know what I'm saying? They would have, if they say that you're not going to get a job for 6 months, you should be able to prepare, stock up food, stock up water, make sure that you have enough to last you 6 months to a year, because no matter what disruptive event happens, it usually settles down in a few months. And you have to be in a position where you can be able to resist and stand in the initial time of the craziness. Give your life to Christ, read the Bible, know God for yourself, be medically prepared. We help you with that at drstellamd.com. And like I said, if you use code AmberMay, you get a discount. Also stock up, get a water filtration system, get a charcoal grill, get things like, you know, little solar generators, whatever you need to do. Just make sure that you're not in a position where if something crazy happens, you're left stranded. We're just 2 days away from the grocery stores emptying. You know, so be prepared. Don't be scared. You can handle this. And like I said, at the end of the day, Jesus wins this battle. He comes back to take his bride out and destroys these demons and recreates the earth. So at the end of the day, we win.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stella, for spending time with us today. I appreciate you. So go to drstellamd.com, use promo code Amber or AmberMay at checkout to save some money. And we will see you tomorrow right here at 6 p.m. right here on Rumble. See you guys later.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.